Hello! Before we get started, we want to point out that this recording is pretty different than the other Imagine Action recordings on the site. This one works best with a little prep and practice, and it's probably a good idea to have your mom or dad or an adult in your world who takes care of you listen with you too. Now that we have that settled, welcome to the Imagine Action about being more comfortable with medical pokes and procedures. No one really loves medical procedures, but sometimes we need them to help our medical teams keep our bodies as healthy as possible. Sometimes they're about preventing getting sick, like a vaccination. Sometimes they're about getting information about our bodies to help doctors know what needs to happen next, like a blood test or a lumbar puncture. And sometimes the procedure is actually a treatment and a way to help us feel better or help our bodies heal. You can ask your doctor or nurse about why you have to get one done and how this is going to help you. It's much easier to do things we don't like to do if we know why it is so important to do them. These recordings are about what you can do and about what you can ask the people around you to do to feel as comfortable as possible when you have to get a poke or procedure. If you haven't already, you should definitely pause and watch the video, You Are the Boss of Your Brain. It's on this section of the website too. It talks about all the various strategies and skills you can use to make getting a poke or procedure much more comfortable and give you much more control over your body and your experience. Take some time to watch the video and fill out the game plan that goes along with it, either by printing it out or just writing down your choices on another piece of paper. The game plan not only helps you decide what you want to do, but also can help you feel ready to talk to whoever is doing your poke or procedure and tell them what you would like to have happen. You already know that having a plan always lets you feel and be more in control. After all, you wouldn't want to take a test you never got to study for, or you wouldn't want to perform at a dance recital if you didn't go to rehearsal, and you wouldn't expect to do very well at a sporting event if you never had practice. You've already experienced many times in your life how much better it helps you feel and how much better you perform when you've taken time to figure out how you want to do something and figured out what works best for you. It's the same way with medical stuff. It's much easier when you have a plan, and it's much easier to make a plan when you know what you actually want and what the options are. It is important to share that plan with the people who will be involved in your procedure or poke. The adults who take care of you can be really, really helpful with this, not only by helping with the plan, but by communicating and telling medical providers what you want and need when you need some backup. You have a strong voice and you know yourself best. You can use both of those things to let your medical providers know how to best help you feel calm, comfortable, and in control. Before you start, tell them what you want. Show them your choices from your game plan. Be specific about what you'd prefer the medical provider to do. Do you want them to talk to you? Do you want them to not talk to you? Do you want to watch them do it or not? You can tell them to not talk to you if you'd prefer just to ignore your body and let them do the good job they do. You can both use your superpowers of imagination and focus and be able to communicate with people when you need to. It can be cool to discover how your mouth can answer questions with one part of your brain, while the rest of your brain and your imagination are off having their adventure, focused on the incredible thoughts, images, and feelings in your imagination. You can do both, and just let your nurses, docs, and techs do all they need to do to take care of your body and your health. You can just be somewhere much more fun in your imagination while they do it. There is no one right answer, just one of the many right answers that is right for you. and you can change your mind anytime you'd like. Sometimes the adults with you might need to remind the medical providers of your plan and what you'd like. If you have time, it's a good idea to go over your game plan and practice listening to the recordings at least a few times before your procedure. If you have a lot of time, you can even practice by listening to the longer recordings on the site, like the one for relaxation. Even if you have just a few minutes, you can go through your game plan, showing your parent or caregiver what you'd like and what you want them to do. You can practice those good deep breaths and notice how they help your body relax and help you focus on what you want to focus on while letting the rest slip away. We've created a few options for you for recordings. Choose which one you'd like or try them all out to find the one that you like best. It will be exciting for you to show yourself how you can help yourself feel so much more comfortable and in control. Special note to parents and caregivers. The more concerns your child may have, the more important it is to practice and make a good plan using the one on the site as a guide. Ask your child what you can do to be most helpful, whether that is holding their hand, rubbing their back, sitting next to them, or having them on your lap, even if they might seem a little old for it. Singing, storytelling, anything. When they feel your presence and your touch, it changes the way their body reacts to what is going on around them. Your calm is contagious, so keeping yourself calm and in control is important. Be sure to let your providers know how they can best support you and your child. You know your child best. There are times you'll have to use your voice and advocate for your child, and you may receive some pushback. Trust your gut. You know your child better than anyone, and when you work with medical providers to help them understand what works for your child, everyone wins. Now it's time to pick out which recording you want to use.